The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I'm not going to lie. This next game, I never thought we'd be talking about in a million years. I'm stunned that this was one of the top games of the week. But again, you vote on the games and we talk about them at SBNReacts on Twitter or SBNation.com/reacts. And that's Bears and Panthers. The Bears are 4-1. I keep talking bad about them every week, but they keep proving me wrong. And the Panthers look way better than I thought they were going to look with a new coach, no offseason. 8 of 11 starters on defense are new for Carolina, and they are not a pushover. Every week they're in games, and that's with Christian McCaffrey missing time.
You know, I had the same exact reaction. It's like, wow, we're going to talk about Bears and Panthers. Who would have seen that coming? Certainly, yeah, I certainly didn't.
And it's interesting, both quarterbacks are kind of in the same boat. Like, Teddy Bridgewater is a guy that's had a bunch of injuries. He's played okay before the injuries. He's playing okay this year. Nick Foles has had his moments, obviously, with Philadelphia, but he's not really a guy that anybody believes in long term. I feel like both quarterbacks are in similar spots here. And if I had to pick one I trust more than the other, I think it's Nick Foles, because I've seen at least in some big spots Nick Foles come through. Teddy Bridgewater has never blown me away with anything that he's done.
No, but Bridgewater is playing really, really well right now for Carolina. He's doing what they ask him to do. He's completing almost 75% of his passes. And I know that, you know, passer rating is whatever it is for a stat. His is a slightly over 100 at this point. He's doing what they need him to do. But I'm with you when it comes to Carolina. And I know that you know, Matt Rhule was the hot name as the head coach in last offseason. And I know that a lot of people thought he was going to go to the Giants. And Carolina sort of snuck in and gave him so much money that the Giants just didn't want to go there. But I never thought we'd see Carolina doing what they're doing right now. 3-2 at this point. I'm really surprised at how competitive they are. And without McCaffrey, it's just stunning.
And to me, that's the sign of a good coach. First of all, a guy that can seemingly get everybody organized or at least improve as the season goes along with no off season, which is incredibly impressive. And then your best offensive player, the guy you've built your whole system around, Christian McCaffrey, gets hurt. And Mike Davis comes in. And I know Mike Davis. He's a former 49er. So I'm familiar with him. He's been great. I think he like leads the league in broken tackles. He's been exactly what they needed. So they can still kind of run their offense in part the way they envision. And to me, that all points to Matt Rhule being a much better head coach than I thought he was going to be coming in.
I figured he would be a good head coach. I figured he would get things right in Carolina eventually. I just didn't see it coming this quickly. But again, these are two teams that I'm still trying to figure out if what we see is real. Are the Bears really, you know, a 4-1 team that's on its way to winning 10 or 11 games? Are the Panthers really, you know, as good as what we've seen the last few weeks. So again, I'm on the fence as to how to pick this one, Rob. What do you think?
Carolina is giving 1.5 points, which to me is basically a pick'em. Like, when I look at that, I just say, all right, who do I think is going to win the game? I have to go to Chicago. I keep putting them down. I feel bad because they keep winning, and I keep saying it doesn't matter. Like, at some point, it has to start to change my mind. Now, they know they've beaten the Lions, the Giants, the Falcons, and the Bucks, so it's not exactly a ton of quality teams, but they played the Colts tough. It was 19-11 against the Colts. It wasn't a blowout. I have to side with Foles in this one because I like him better than Teddy Bridgewater. I think the Bears' defense is a little bit better than I expected going into. So give me the Foles/defense combination, and I'll go the Bears in a close game. But I will take the points, and I will take the Bears.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go the same way on this one. I'm not ready to anoint, you know, the Panthers as some sort of a juggernaut at this point. And I just think that they're still a developing, growing team that's going to have some ups and downs. And they've won three in a row. And you just wonder how long that, especially without McCaffrey, how long that sort of magic is going to last for them. So I'll take the Bears here. You know, the Bears aren't an exciting team, and I'm not sure I believe 100% in them either, but this week I'll take them to win this one.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.